Joe Biden was giving a speech and hecklers from the audience started going at him about his handling of the conflict between Hamas and Israel. Take a look at how shook he was.
You say, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. No. Folks, it's okay. Look, they care. Innocent children have been lost. They make a full point. Come on now.
Thank you for honoring gun violence survivors.
So this is the problem with pandering to a progressive base. As we near the election, let's take stock of the three groups in the Democrat Party. The first one is the conservative Democrats. The conservative Democrats is the group of people that was voting for like Bill Clinton, who frankly matches the policies of Donald Trump a lot more than Joe Biden, which is crazy. And it's also ironic considering Bill Clinton is still alive and still, you know, outwardly supporting Joe Biden, despite the fact that he wouldn't have done any of those things back in the 90s. But in any case, the next group is the liberal Democrats, which is the main voting base for Joe Biden, and they're not going anywhere. Like the conservative Democrats, they'd be voting for RFK Jr. and maybe even Donald Trump. There's no way they're going to vote for Joe Biden. But the liberal Democrats, they're not going to flip for the most part. And then, of course, we have the progressive Democrats. The conservative Democrats, like I said, they're not going to be voting for Joe Biden, but the liberal Democrats and the progressive Democrats presumably have nowhere else to go except for maybe West. Colonel West, if you haven't heard, he's going for president. He gets like 1% average on the polls. Who knows if that's even accurate? But the question is because Joe Biden has decided to pander to the progressive Democrats, which only makes up about a third of the Democrat Party, by the way, is that the best election strategy moving forward? And you can see in this video, there's a lot of people that are really upset with how he's handled Hamas and Israel. And the reason why is because he's trying to pander to both sides. And in politics, you just can't do that. If you pander to the progressive Democrats and the liberal Democrats, which are totally split on this issue, by the way, and frankly, the Republican Party has largely split on this issue as well. So it's really fascinating how that's worked. But they've split completely. And instead of just choosing a side, which frankly should be the liberal Democrats because that is the largest voting base, he's tried to kind of hold in both sides. And instead of that working for him, he's seeing himself get eaten alive because he's trying to get those progressive Democrats to stay engaged, just like Barack Obama did before him. Hillary Clinton tried the same thing. But here's the problem. Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden are not Obama. They lack the charisma. They lack the youth that he had. Joe Biden cannot get the progressive vote out like Barack Obama did. And so for whatever reason, he's counting on that progressive vote, but it's not going to pan out for him. And those progressives heckling him, by the way, they're not going to go vote for Trump, obviously. They might vote for a third party candidate, not RFK Jr., but maybe West. If they voted for West, that's basically a vote for Donald Trump at that point. If they don't vote, however, though, that would also be a vote for Donald Trump. And that's the thing. This is the problem that Joe Biden has, is as he's really outraging this progressive side that just for whatever reason really loves terrorists in the Middle East, as he panders towards them, or away from them rather, or kind of in between even, he can't do enough for them because they are eating him alive as progressives. He's just not going to be progressive enough for him. Nothing is ever progressive enough for the progressives. In 40 years, even though Joe Biden's probably been the most progressive president we've had in the history of the United States, in 40 years, progressives will look at Joe Biden as if he was the same as Donald Trump. It will be the exact same. He'll be considered a total loser and, he's going to be racist, homophobe, bigot, all of that. And so he's being eaten alive by his own group, and he's still trying to kind of pander to them, but he's not going to get them because the only thing that can get them would be outright condemning Israel, which I don't believe Joe Biden will do. Instead, liberal Democrats will most likely still vote for him. Some will move to RFK Jr. perhaps, but those progressives will probably just not show up to vote. And if that's the case, Donald Trump has it in the bag. It's not about who votes for who. It's literally just about turnout. And at this point, Joe Biden, you can see in, from this speech, is not doing a good job engaging his voters, which how could he when he's a walking corpse? And I don't know who, like, he doesn't energize people to want to go vote for him. He's just simply there. And the people who are already going to vote, you know, they can't vote for Donald Trump because they're liberal, so they're going to vote for Joe Biden. But the people who don't always vote, which frankly are usually young progressives, probably just won't vote. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.